a group. We gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area group. We gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area group. We gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all area group. We gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. I wanna welcome y'all to house of who the hell he is. And it's cool that y'all can make it to my new meeting. So take your time, grab a table, we got booth seating. Now when I be introduced me to my new people, see my name is Lyrics Born.
This is Rise Up Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, the only show where conscious youth in New York City bring you the latest on youth activism. I'm Curtis Holmes with Nell Geiser.
Coming up, we'll hear from a student in Arizona who was told by Fox News that it was a felony to register out-of-state residents to vote. Then, voices from a forum on issues facing homeless transgender New Yorkers.
Later, we'll hear from the Village Voters about this week's official Register to Vote Day in New York City, and we'll give you a heads up about a scholarship opportunity for young women activists. But first, here's some of the latest in youth news.
Stop ruining my day.
Every time I pick up a paper or turn on a tube, a news flash, another youth pass, school grounds, a bloodbath.
More than 50 students at Chester High School in Philadelphia walked out of their classrooms yesterday to protest poor conditions at their school. But instead of marching to the offices of local public school officials, the students took their grievances to the Edison Corporation, the private for-profit firm that has been running Chester High and 19 of Philadelphia's other poorest schools on taxpayer money since 2001. Edison officials say they would improve the conditions in the school, but then the stock market dipped, and the company sold off most of the school's textbooks, computers, lab supplies, and musical instruments to keep profits up. Malcolm Flamer, a Chester High School senior, told Edison yesterday that he and other students were outraged by the shortage of books in overcrowded classrooms of 50 students or more. Flamer said, quote, "We've been in this position our whole lives, and we are tired of it. We want it changed."
Charter schools are getting a new home, funded by the New York State taxpayers. Schools Chancellor Joel Klein announced on Wednesday that the city is allocating funds to non-profit construction firm Civic Builders to build several new charter schools. Charters are generally not provided with city or state money for capital costs. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said this week that $250 million in the $13 billion schools construction budget will go for the charters. This following a recent New York Times study documenting that charter school students don't do as well on standardized tests as regular public school students.
And in Israel, the state booklet of students' rights is stopped on the presses today after the Israeli High School Teachers Union said the document contains too many freedoms and not enough rules. Distributing the booklet is the only way Israeli schools fulfill the education ministry laws that requires that students be informed of their rights. But the union says this year's edition goes too far. Ofra Dunsky, deputy director of the union, told Haaretz International that, quote, "rights should appear alongside obligations, such as the obligation to study or the obligation to listen to instructions and respect adults. When a child goes around with this booklet, he feels there are no limits to his freedom, and this encourages violence." What's next for the book of students' rights? It's unclear. But the education ministry says it's setting up a committee of union representatives and ministry officials to talk about the problem. No word yet on whether students will be involved in these discussions.
A Fox affiliate reported earlier this month that students registering to vote at the University of Arizona could be committing a felony if they are residents of another state. Apparently, Fox didn't quite do their research. Or who knows, maybe they're worried about all those radical college kids getting ballots in their hands. We're joined on the phone by Kelly Cross of the University of Arizona Network of Feminist Student Activists. Welcome, Kelly, to Rise Up Radio.
Hi, this is actually Juliana instead of Kelly. I'm another member of the group.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Juliana.
Okay. I guess you were interviewed by Fox. Could you tell us what happened?
Yes. Essentially, we were doing a Get Out Her Vote registration drive on the University of Arizona, and Fox 11 approached us and proceeded to ask us about our event and then said, "Did you know you're potentially signing out-of-state students up to be committing felonies?" So we stood up for our rights, and we said, "No, we've been trained by Feminist Majority and Rock the Vote, and we know that out-of-state students have the right to vote where they attend school."
Now, what about the absentee vote ballots? Aren't they allowed to mail in their votes?
Yes, students are allowed to fill in absentee ballots, except for that statistically it's shown that people don't do that as easily, and people are more likely to vote if they can go to the polls on the actual where they actually are on that day. So we encourage students, because they have such low numbers at the polls, to vote where they are on election day.
So Fox itself said that this is a controversial issue, and that, you know, it's a gray area, they say, that has led to numerous legal battles, including a Supreme Court case. So how do you respond to them saying it's a gray area?
Well, essentially, it's really not a gray area. But what happened was is that they contacted our local officials, or Pima County Recorder, and they were misinterpreting the law. The law is actually very clear, and they were just saying that this intent to stay had to do with you had to have intent to stay after graduation, which is false. You really only have to have intent to stay through the election or consider yourself an Arizona resident at this time of the election.
So have you heard anything back from Fox at this point?
Yes. Since the incident, we have held two press conferences, and our county recorder has now reissued a statement backing students' rights to vote. And Fox 11 News did a retraction last night, claiming that that Chris Rhodes had given them this information, and so they were only reporting what Chris Rhodes had said, but he was claiming that they were misinterpreting him. So they did issue a retraction statement and saying that students do have the right to vote, out-of-state students do have the right to vote in Arizona. But essentially, still, our Secretary of State has still not issued anything formally, and they were also giving out this misinformation.
So what does an event like this mean for the overall climate leading up to the election?
Well, I think from this it actually became a positive thing, because students became outraged, saying that we didn't have the right to vote. And I think, if anything, at least on this campus, we have had higher numbers of registration than in previous years. So although it was disappointing to see that they were trying to disenfranchise students, I think overall it became a good thing, because it really publicized the issue of needing to vote.
Okay, well, that's pretty much all we have time for, but thanks so much for joining us. And
Sure. How
can people, you know, get more information about registering to vote, you know, online, if you have any resources?
Yeah, you can go to www.feminist.org, and that's Feminist Majority's website, and they can tell you everything you need to know about your rights. And you can also contact your local county recorder or your secretary of state, and hopefully in your state they will have the correct information.
All right. Juliana from the University of Arizona Network of Feminist Student Activists, thanks a lot for coming on Rise Up Radio.
Thank you very much. Bye.
It's like you locked in a ship with no rights. Dig, but a change of circumstances going down tonight. See, I'm down to fight from Boogie Down to Crown Heights. For my dark skin, begging judges for the pardon. See, them days is over when we slaving in their gardens. Black hands working, the harvest is still starving. 4 centuries and them devils are still heartless. I still say it was them bastards that killed Martin. Unemployment lines for the boys of mine. See the serpent on wine, injecting poison in minds. We done slipped into a time where they calling us blind. Black man uprising, watching fall on the dime. Yo, who draws a line and they laws against crime? Arrested me for them like they thought it was mine. When it was them caught up in the grind all of this time. See, the devil's whole plan is to torture our minds. With the number 41 hanging over the slump. They in riot gear, waiting for that moment to come. We gotta be ready to dump on the roll of the drum. Yo, I'm buzzing 42 cause we owe them one. And we can beat it, we just gotta try more. What we dying for, what you willing to fight for? Speak out, matters to a night and long. Yo, we can't afford to fall in this final call. We can beat it, we just gotta try more. What we dying for, what you willing to fight for? Speak out, matters to a night and long. Yo, we can't afford to fall in this final call.
Theory of a scientific existence, conspiracy of kings and queens who once existed. Behold a pale horse backed to the minutes of race of blackness. Purest cadets from solid liquid and gases to dust from ashes. Amongst the madness, we surpass the sadness. Obtaining memories painted on a mental canvas and still congest the stress on our chest of this grotesque process to eliminate the prosperous through the carcasses. Acknowledge this prophetess to elevate like this as we hang our heads up, noose at the truth remain. We ain't no followers.